The walls are coming down. 2 years on, Lebanon's political establishment has begun to remove barriers that stood between anti-corruption protesters and state institutions. Through the ballot box and against the odds, those who were demanding political change made their way to parliament, winning 10% of the seats in the recent election. It's a small crack in the political class's hold on power, who often used violence to silence opposition.
For the longest time, politics in Lebanon has been about dividing the shares and compromising between the different parties in order for each one of them to have its own share after certain bargaining. This is not a democratic process.
Their win is a first in post-Civil War politics, which has been dominated by mainly sectarian leaders, many of them former militia leaders. But so far, what they have in common is their opposition to the system. They know they'll need to speak in one voice.
Forming a bloc at this point for reform is very essential for us to be able to confront the current establishment parties. We know that they are very powerful. We know how much they have leverage over us.
Those parties also have supporters who have shown willingness to use violence, even destroying opposition symbols, such as setting fire to the Iron Fist in the epicenter of the protest movement that came to represent the people's resistance and determination.
Gone are the crowds. Their voices are now inside parliament. But the traditional parties still retained the majority of seats. They are the dominant force.
It's still a resilient regime, and opponents remain fragmented.
To be genuinely kingmaker, they will have to form a united, coherent bloc. They will have to form alliances with other groups. They might not have the influence that they think they will have. They will certainly offer dissenting opinions. They will raise their voices. They will criticize certain policies. But when it comes to passing new legislation, they will face a stumbling block.
No doubt there is a new beginning, but not all is well in Lebanon, where political dynamics after the election may not be much different than before. Zaneh Khader, Al Jazeera, Beirut.